To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Bang and Eddie. Yats, I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
Listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. We just heard a track by The Chills, New Zealand's The Chills, with their big heavenly pop hit called Heavenly Pop Hit. Hello, how are you, Bang?
Hello, Eddie Yates, how are you, mate?
I'm doing very well today. I heard a story that you have some crows at your house.
I've got some crows at my house. In Greek mythology, crows are associated with Apollo, the god of prophecy. They are said to be a symbol of bad luck. And I've got a whole bunch of them out the front of my house. I've got a murder of crows out the front of my house.
What's a minimum number for a murder of crows?
How many crows do you need to have a murder?
Yeah.
I've, at any given time, I've got about 5 to 7.
Out there. Just all the time.
They're a big bird, yeah. And they just sort of, they're just chilled. They look at me ominously as I roll down the block. And it's very much they run the block, not me. I'm a guest. I'm on their turf. But yeah, I reckon there's enough there to qualify them as a murder. I take full responsibility for this murder of crows in my neighbourhood because I just dropped a whole bunch of crow food out the front. Barbecue shapes, they were.
If you're feeding them, then that's probably what they're staying around for.
No, it's just an incident that happened. I just happened to drop a food that they liked and then bam, all of a sudden I thought, oh, geez, that's bad luck, me dropping food in this day and age. We're sort of, we're all hoarding our groceries and just to be dropping it on the front footpath is not the way to go. But it's brought these symbols of bad luck into my neighbourhood. And because you'll, of course, remember the racket that the crows all put up when they changed the recipe of the barbecue shape. So it's just stupid of me.
They didn't like it at all. They like classics.
Yeah, it's basically, it's inviting murder, me making a mistake like that. So there is bad luck out the front of my crib at present. But thankfully, I got a bit of positivity in my life in the form of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour here on 2SER FM for the next hour for your Sunday morning here in the city of Sydney. Got some great tunes for you here this morning. We got the sports report with Ben Doran coming up. What else we got there, Yahtzee?
I believe our good friend Barbagello Ronson this week is doing some cabbage valuations. He's going to be talking about cabbage, as he likes to do, but he'll be valuing some cabbages or something.
Excellent. That's the news we want to have here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. How much is your cabbage worth? And I believe also Max Traffic will be in the house with your Sunday morning traffic report.
A lot of people have got a cabbage in the fridge. They don't know how much it's worth. It's been there for a while, a few days. They're thinking, I'm not going to eat this cabbage. Maybe I want to resell it. Is there a market in that? Mm-hmm. Is there value in that?
Is it like a fine wine where you should cellar it and wait for a couple of years? And Barbagello will be letting us all know about that a little bit later on the show. Well, let's take a track now. Here's some Run the Jewels. It features Pharrell Williams and Zach Della Rocca. It's called Just. Super Happy Fun Time.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Slay. Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar. Slay. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Yeah. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Yeah. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Yeah. Look at all these slave masters.
Been it time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time, on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dimes. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine. I done had to have a talk with myself many times. Am I a hypocrite cause I know I did plenty crime. I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana. And your country getting ran by a casino owner.
Ooh.
Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards. And I told you once before that you should kill your master. Now that's the line that's probably gonna get my ass up.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options. Right? Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar. Right? The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Confucius say, man, you better thug out, get the bag and the bug out. Try to run home, you might run your luck out. Cause just when your base is loaded, they'll roll a grenade in the dugout. Earth folk, not a mellow bunch. We got our thumbs in the air like hella bust. Look at who we done blessed with our trust. I don't think we'll be left with too much. Hand on my heart, on my mind, on my drugs. Got a Vodka punch for your Atlas shrug. Love or not love, it's just that dumb. Lord, sweet Buddha, please make me numb. Rain bounce off walls like a city in Roomba. Just found out it's created stupid. Lit by the supermoon or two lucid. Plus got shrooms in the blood, I'm zooming. BP, Richie, this is New York City. The X on the map with a pain keep hitting. Just us ducks here shitting. We're murderous choco cops still earning a living. Funny how some say money don't matter. That's rich now, isn't it? Get it? Comedy. Try to sell packets. Supposed to get food, get killed. It's not an anomaly. Hey, it's just
Mastered
money.
Mastered economics, cause you took money. Yourself from squalor. Right. Mastered academics, cause your grades say you a scholar. Right. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters.
Let it sink in.
2020, run the map. Raw one cut in my hourglass. Don't watch, it's filled to the bottom half. You see the piece, now run it fast. On the tarmac, get a starter jack. C4 when I run it back. Like a track star on a record lap. Nah, like when it's deal cash. Clean look, poor pugilist. A shooter's view is a brutal flick. Too rude for your rudiments. Who convinced you you can move against the crew in this? Coming up through the fence. Offshore out of Port-au-Prince. Overjoy left his fingerprints. On the hearts of the gate in the world of residence.
How can we be the peace when the peace gonna reach for the worst? Tear all the flesh of the earth. Stay set from a deafening reckoning. Quick like the pace of a verse. So questioning this quest for things is a recipe for early death threatening. But the breath of me is weaponry for you. It's just money.
On your radios.
It's a whole mixed bag of goodies today.
Pretty sexy too. I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
And now on the Super Happy Fun Timeout on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the sports report with Ben Doran.
In sport as it is in life, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages, at first the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school, and then the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow, then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honour, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth, and then the justice, in fair round belly with good cape and lined, with eyes severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again toward childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion, sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. And in last night's Premier League results, Chelsea 2, Wolves 0, Southampton 3, Sheffield United 1, and the match of the round, Liverpool defeated Newcastle 3-1.
Black Mane! Too tough to die!
States away, they're doing a strange flu swing. the sunlight on his core.
Is Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. That was Martina Topley Bird there with Too Tough to Die. Preceding that track, The Sports Report with Ben Doran. Eddie, did that blow your hair back? Did that fry your burger? Did that make your Sunday morning, man?
As sport as it is in life, as it is on the radio, I'm constantly amazed by the insights into the world around us and the things we can learn if we think of the parallels with sport.
Indeed, it is our honour. It's so good to have the sports report with Ben Doran here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. What else we got happening, Eddie?
I know you love your Hollywood gossip, Bang. I've got a bit of Hollywood gossip for you. Did you see this? Provoked by a New York Times profile where Elon Musk says that he'd take on Johnny Depp in a cage fight, Mickey Rourke has rushed in to defend Johnny Depp, challenging Elon to combat. Rourke took to his Instagram stating the following, and I'll read this verbatim, full disclosure, grammar or coherence is not Mickey Rourke's strong point. Here we go, this is the quote. I just read that Elon Musk has challenged Johnny Depp to a fight. I have the better idea. If Elon Musk is in fighting mood, he can fight someone his own size. I'd gladly love the opportunity to take you to school, Mr. Tough Guy, Elon Musk. Bare fists, elbows and knees, and I will only use one hand, my left. We could both put down 200K a piece, winner take all, no rules. So instead of picking on, and then it just kind of trails off into nowhere. What do you think about that?
Oh, wow. He's saying some things, isn't there? If Elon Musk is in fighting mood, he can fight someone his own size. Bare fists, elbows and knees. Good to see Mickey Rourke is doing his bit to stay relevant during the pandemic. He's one of the few people on the planet who can threaten Elon Musk to a punch-up, and people will still report on that seriously. The newspapers will still respond to that and cover it.
You know, that's true. Once I told Elon Musk on Twitter to meet me at the Stanmore Maccas and that I'd punch his head in him, and he never turned up. Neither did anyone else.
Did you turn up?
Yeah, but I went undercover in case Elon Musk turned up.
That's a wise move. He's obviously Mickey Rourke is obviously backing himself there too, offering to use only the one hand, the left, which is of course connected to the right side of the brain, which controls attention, memory, reasoning and problem solving, these are all areas in which Mickey Rourke does his best work.
Yes, definitely.
His best part of Iron Man 2, he was old the Rocky. The mixer.
Bang, do you ever get worried that by us giving Mickey Rourke a bit of ribbon on the radio, he might challenge you to a bare fist boxing match? And that you might be more obligated to turn up than Elon is because you've got nothing going on with your life and as such heaps of free time, whereas Elon has several projects on the go and can't be expected to take on such a project.
It'd be a fitting end to my 2020, I reckon. If I were beaten to death by Mickey Rourke, I think it'd make my ancestors proud to know that in 2020, when they speak of me and they ask, did he die of the virus or any of the other catastrophes, it'd be like, no, he was flogged to death in the streets by Mickey Rourke, bareheaded. Mickey Rourke and your dear old pa, who used everything at his disposal. Weapons, knives. They get a dump truck or something, had one of those robot things they had in Alien. And all Mickey Rourke had was his left hand. And he still destroyed him. Oh, I can still remember the crows as they circled overhead. To get whatever was left of me after Mickey Rourke had a go. Oh, this is doing me head in. Let's put a song on, mate. What do we got?
We're listening to La 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 with Okie Dokie Doggy Daddy on the Super Happy Funtime Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM, 2SER.com. Stay tuned to the Super Happy Funtime Hour, taking you through to midday.
Okie Dokie Doggy Daddy. Surely that can't be a real song, though.
It's a real song.
Update. This is your host Barbagello Ron Cern, and today I'm going to broach the subject about cabbage that people often ask. How do you tell how much your cabbage is worth? And it is a very important subject because people just go into the grocery store every day, they buy these worthless cabbages, they don't care about the quality. In fact, quality is always important with cabbage, and if you don't get it right, you know, it's going to cause terrible problems for your body and your life down the line. One of the best ways I know to really very simply figure out the value of your cabbage is to take your cabbage. You go down the street, go down the suburb, go down the country road, wherever you live, and just walk into a grocery store with your cabbage and just start approaching people. Go up to them and say hello, introduce yourself, say hi. I've got a cabbage, how much will you give me from your trolley for this one cabbage? And that really can explain everything about the value of an individual cabbage. If they will give you a litre of milk, tin of tuna, lettuce, box of cereal, box of oysters, carrots, and a carton of custard for one cabbage, the cabbage you have, then that's a high value cabbage. But if they're sort of reluctant or even taken aback by you approaching them, and they don't even give you, say, a carton of strawberries or, you know, a mayonnaise in a tin, then probably you've got a problem with your cabbage. Probably your cabbage isn't top shelf quality, and maybe it's time to reconsider your cabbage buying process. If you do this test and you get asked to leave the shopping center, which does occasionally happen, or even banned from the shopping center, or even someone gets you in a headlock and chases you to your truck, just leave. Just don't even look behind. Don't get angry. It also does indicate that your cabbage is really bad. You've got a really terrible cabbage. So as you're leaving, just throw the cabbage out of the truck or ute or van, and, you know, throw it at the person who's chasing you if you have to get away, and just get out of there really fast. Just drive safely, you know, but just get out of there fast. Anyway, that's the end of World Cabbage, Global Cabbage Update for today. This is your host, Barbagula Ronson. Tune in next week, don't forget, for more late-breaking cabbage information. And take care out there in the shopping centre.
Trust Punks there. Good luck with that. You're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. Starting off that bracket was a bit of La 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 and their track Okie Dokie Doggy Daddy. In between all that madness, Barbagallo Ronson with the Super Happy Fun Time Hour World Global Cabbage Update. This week, attacking a big subject, cabbage valuations. Have a look at the cabbages that you've got in your fridge right now. You might be sitting on a gold mine.
Bang, it's been a weird year. I don't think I need to say it, but I just did. One of the things that's happened is that they're not making any new movies. I don't know about you, but I like to escape this dreary, mundane existence with a little trip to the films or watching a new film. No movies.
I feel you.
One of the big movie franchises that I'm a very big fan of is the Star Wars films.
Heard of them.
You've heard of the Star Wars films? Anyway, there was meant to be heaps of new Star Wars films coming out starting in the year 2022. We were going to get a new Star Wars film every 2 years at Christmas, hence giving us something to live for. But what's happened is they've had to push back the next one to 2022. And then so they won't, no, to 2023. So then there won't be another one till 2025 after that, 2027. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, Bang. I mean, it'll be great to see some eventually. But what do you think? How do you feel about this?
I think giving the creators of Star Wars a bit of extra time on the clock can't be such a bad thing. Certainly give them an opportunity to sort out any glaring plot holes that might be in existence in their scripts at present. Obviously, glaring plot holes have been a hallmark of the Star Wars film since day dot, and they've been something that I found incredibly comforting. But maybe they might sort of choose a new tact. I mean, someone's got to take Star Wars into a new direction, and why don't I have some of the internal logic of the films make sense? I think that could be a magnificent new direction for these films. It'll also give them an opportunity there to go through the market research and work out which character who died spectacularly in a previous film they want to shoehorn into the new ones, see who's popular. I thought The Rise of the Skywalker, I think they did a fantastic job there bringing the Emperor back. Spoiler alert, if you haven't already seen The Rise of the Skywalker and you care about who the Emperor might be, so great to see them bringing the Emperor back. Always basically sort of top five dead or alive favourite Star Wars character for everyone. You were a kid in the age of Star Wars figures. Yahtzee, what was the Star Wars figure you wanted when you were a kid, mate?
I wanted the same one as every other kid, Bang. I wanted the Emperor, of course.
That's right, mate. You wanted the Emperor. And kids these days, too, they're no different as well. They want the Emperor as well. Because if you walk past a playground where there's a bunch of kids there doing a bit of Star Wars role play.
At least four or five Emperors.
That's it, mate. All arguing. Who gets to be the Emperor in this one? Why can't we all be a gang of Emperors that works in conjunction with one another? Then we all get a chance at being the Emperor. Other kids, it's sort of like the only sort of sad part of that is it gives you some sort of idea of what the pecking order in the playground is, and sometimes that makes you feel a little bit sad because kids can be very cruel with one another.
They can be
and
so
not
cruel.
Sharing a turn at being the Emperor. I was sort of like there was after Return of the Jedi came out, and I was a kid. I remember the saddest parts of my existence were those times in the playground where I wasn't allowed to be the Emperor. I guess the Star Wars, they've got another couple of years up their sleeve to perfect things and thusly generate a new age of kids feeling sad in playgrounds.
Hey, I tell you what, if the producers of Star Wars are listening, which I'm pretty sure they are, I've got a pitch for a new Star Wars movie.
Why wouldn't
Bang.
They
do you want to hear it?
I do. Give me the elevator pitch right now.
Okay, so it's a standalone chapter film, kind of like Rogue One and the Solo film, which we saw together at the movie pitches and thoroughly enjoyed. This movie is called The Rise of Max Rebo. Do you know who Max Rebo is?
Oh, Max Rebo. He was in that top five bracket I was talking about when we were discussing the Emperor just now.
Max is the little blue elephant Muppet, should I say, from Return of the Jedi. The Star Wars movie that has the highest Muppet to human ratio, which makes it therefore the best Star Wars movie, of course. So this movie, The Rise of Max Rebo, I'm pitching, it's a prequel. It's set a few years before Rebo found himself playing for Jabba, and it's a coming-of-age tale about Max Rebo and his brother Azul Fantel, who are venturing forth from their home planet of Ortolan, pursuing their dream of becoming intergalactic jazz funk Muppets. I feel by adding the exciting element of jazz funk into the Star Wars universe, Disney may be able to undo some of the damage from this whole Palpatine debacle.
And hopefully they'll be able to get it into production while George Clinton is still a thing. Let's get him a guest spot in that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Not like as one of the jazz funk Muppets, you know, just like, I don't know, a stormtrooper. This is the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. His Burial with Hiders.
Come. sacrifice has to come.
It's Max Traffic here again, reporting for Crandall and Crabapple. Today, as I look around on the streets, I'm seeing an alarming number of ladders and black cats crossing and covering over the streets. So if I were you, I'd park your cars, go home, and have a little sleep. Okay, bye. Is that enough?
You guys know who I'm talking to. Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we can better do by ourselves. So from now on, we're going to use what we got to get what we want. So you'd better. I never will forget. Now, baby, I got a life to live.
2ser.com.
Be part of one of Australia's longest standing and prestigious art prizes. Entries are now open for the 66th Blake Art Prize. Encourage conversation about religion and spirituality through your work. Prizes include $35,000 for the Blake Prize, $6,000 for the Blake Emerging Artist Prize, and an established artist residency. Winners will feature in an exhibition at Casula Powerhouse Art Centre. Entries close October 12 at casulapowerhouse.com.au. Casula Powerhouse Art Centre sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Bye.
That's the Cleaners from Venus there with Janglin' Man. Before that, we had Lynn Collins, one of James Brown's funky people, with her track Think About It. And, of course, the traffic report in there, Traffic Time with Max Traffic. May not be very useful as far as traffic reports go, but at least it's short.
Bang. Keen listeners of the show will remember that earlier we made fun of Mickey Rourke for threatening to beat up Elon Musk in retaliation to Elon Musk threatening to beat up Johnny Depp. A sentence I never thought I'd say. Shout out to 2020. This shit's getting weird. This conversation prompted the possibility that the spiral of violence might continue and that Mickey Rourke might also pick a fight with you, Bang, because you were paying him out on the radio. And since we had that little discussion, we've received several messages of support have come through on the hotline, the Super Happy Fun Time Hour hotline. And, yeah, people really want to let you know that they're there for you in anticipation of this impending bare-knuckle fight to the death with Mickey Rourke. Now, what I thought I'd do, just to give you a bit of a boost, I'm going to play them now.
Right, bring it.
I'm going to put the Rocky music behind it to get you in the mood.
Let's do this.
Hey, Bang, just want to say best of luck with your fight with Mickey Rourke. Just sending you this special message for a bit of encouragement and support. And just remember, it's only fighting dirty if you lose. Okay? All right. Sending all my love, Pandy.
Hey, Bang. It's Karen Jan Frufru. Just wanted to wish you luck in your fight with Mickey Rourke, but I was just wondering if you've tried talking to him. He seems to be quite reasonable. Anyway, best luck. Bye.
Big Bang. This is Uncle Salty. Just calling because I heard about your bout with Mickey Rourke. Listen, I hope it goes all right, man. Keep your chin up. He hates that. But keep your head down. All right. Take it easy, man.
There you go, Bang. Some strong words there. You got a lot of support out there in Radio Land. The listeners of Super Happy Fun Time Hour only want to see you do the best in this situation.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks very much to Taryn Pandy, Uncle Salty there for their words of support, I guess you'd call them. There you go.
They were mostly supportive.
They're like primarily supportive. Yeah, see, I never thought I'd die at the hands of Mickey Rourke. But I guess as far as deaths go, could be worse. Certainly be one to remember. Hopefully Mickey will turn up to my funeral just to show there's no hard feelings. I expect everyone to make him feel welcome. Maybe call him by his full name, Michael.
Michael Rourke. Sort of,
yeah, unless he takes objection to that and wants to beat you up. But yeah, do make him feel welcome. He didn't want to do it. He was forced into that position, I'd argue. We should have never given him any stick in the first place. We've about run out of time here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
Hey, Bang.
I certainly don't have enough time left.
Before we go, Bang, I just wanted to know, can you give us an update on your sea monkeys? How are your sea monkeys going?
Well, I thought you might be asking me about this. I can tell you, suffice to say, they are thriving and terrifying. They're looking me in the eye. You know, you've got to do this thing with your sea monkeys, you've got to aerate them every week, and the process for that is that you've got to take your aquarium, your inverted commas aquarium that you keep your sea monkeys in, and you've got to pour them into another receptacle, glass or a jug or whatever you've got handy. As long
Vegemite
as it's
jug.
Clean. Could, yeah, as long as it's clean, it should be fine. You don't sort of want the sea monkeys sort of getting a taste for Vegemite and thusly giving them more motivation to try and escape their way out of the aquarium and make it to your pantry and who knows where from that point onwards. But you've got to sort of pour them from one jug to another in an effort to aerate them over and over again. Sort of as part of that process, some of them get stuck on the inside of one jug and can't make it through to the other, and they are sea monkeys, so I would assume most stages of their survival depends greatly on them being in the sea or your close approximation of the sea that you might have in your house, which is in a body of water in any given stage. I denied a couple of them the opportunity for that as part of the aeration process. This is not deliberate. This is an accident. If they're listening now, I want you to know. Mickey Rourke, I want you to know. My Sea Monkeys, I want you to know. I meant no harm. There is no need for retaliation. Why can't we be friends? That'll be just for this week at the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. What do you reckon, Yatsy?
I reckon we're just about wrapping it up. I think that the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, of course, though, will return next week to brighten your Sunday, to bring you back down to earth, maybe, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
We will endure. We will keep it locked down. And you should keep your radio locked down too, because King OPP and DJ Soup are up next with Psychedelic Sunday. One of my favorite shows on radio of all time. Bang.
It's a wonderful show. Wonderful, wonderful show to take us out for this week. We're going to have Cool and the Gang with Who's Going to Take the Weight. Super Happy Fun Time Hour. See you next week. See you, Yatsy.
See you later, Bang. Look after those sea monkeys, mate.
I'll look after me.
Watch out for Mickey. Michael.
He tried to slip him the Mickey.
2SER 107.3 FM. See you next week.
People, the world today is in a very difficult situation. And we all know it. Because we're the ones who created it. We're gonna have to be the ones to clean it up. We're gonna have to learn to live together and love each other. Because I believe one day someone or something is gonna wanna judge who's creating all this corruption and death. Situations on earth. And he's gonna wanna know who's gonna take the weight. Yeah.